How I really want to embrace the leaders and the non-leaders, people of this world, and tell them, wake up. I want to embrace them and tell them, wake up now. Wake up, my love. Wake up, my friend. Save yourself. A personal plea from Supreme Master Ching Hai to world leaders. I am very grateful to the courageous leaders in the world for stepping out of their boundary and speaking out for the sake of everyone. Even if the public does not appreciate their goodwill, heaven will take note, and they will have a great reward hereafter. It is, of course, very difficult to be in the position of authority. To be a leader is to be endowed with bravery, compassion, and nobility. That's why you are a leader. It's not easy, of course, to be in the position of a leader. That's why leaders are few. In a nation, there's only one king, one queen, some princesses, some princes, one president, one prime minister. Very few leaders compared to the multitude of this world. But fewer even still are brave leaders, courageous leaders, righteous leaders, and wise leaders. To such a wise and courageous one, we offer full support and respect. We pray that heaven give them more strength, more wisdom to carry out their noble duty. Because as I told you, leaders are few, and fewer still are those who are wise and courageous. Being a leader, we must know what is good for our subjects and what is not. And what is good, we have to encourage them to do, facilitate them to do. And what is bad, we have to stop, to protect them. That is the true meaning of a leader. Promote the animal-free lifestyle that benefits all people. The best government should promote policies which benefit the ordinary people and all people. To be effective, governments now must realize that this is a special, special situation, one that requires exceptional measures. I suggest all world leaders and governments to please promote the animal-free lifestyle, and quick, so that we can save our planet. We have no time, not too much time left. This is no longer even about politics. It's about the survival of ourselves and our children. If all governments encourage people toward the healthy, animal-free diet, the planet could be saved in no time. The activities that are good for our Earth can also generate livelihood. We have a shortage of food, so the government can easily support organic vegan farmers and the advancement of other green practices. This will help greatly. The government must make a priority, saving the planet, organic farming, subsidize. To all the leaders, I call on them once more to put their love first for their countrymen and women, and for all the children to accept with courage the deed that must be done, to use the mighty power in their hands entrusted by people to save the world. The global livestock industry is now contributing almost about as much to global warming as the energy sector, or even more. And I know it contributes at least 80% of it. Meat production is depleting your people's water, damaging their health, pushing them to war, and breeding new deadly disease each day. It's killing your people. Only you can stop it. They need your shining, heroic, vegan example because they really look to their governments, to their leaders. They would be greatly facilitated by your laws for organic vegan farming and campaigns, or laws to make the much-needed lifestyle vegan change. Your co-citizens, your subjects, will appreciate you, praise you, love you, support you, and they will remember you for saving the world for generations to come even, for saving their lives and the lives of their loved ones, as well as their future children. And heaven will reward you greatly. Lead the veg change. Promote forgiveness and peace, and then even all other troubles like poverty, conflict, even financial crisis, pandemics, will also subside. I thank you, leaders of nations, for all the efforts in this direction so far. We are all part of the solution. But if you allow me, I honestly say that what we are doing and planning now is not enough, and not fast enough, and I bid you the courage and faith to do more and faster. To the organizations of the world, including the media who understand the strength of a social movement, thank you for your work to inform and encourage people to the exciting and humane, beneficial, chic, animal-free, the vegan way of life. To the individuals, thank you for doing your part to save our planet. But please, to make it in time, we have more to do and we have little time. We have to continue to urge our leaders and our fellow human beings, neighbors, to change, be vegan to save themselves and their families and children and the animals and everything they feel is worth living for. We can get out of the danger, but through the right direction. Our house is on fire, but the water hose is right there in front of us. Just pick it up and use it. It's as simple as that. Just be vegan, and please be quick. Our days are numbered. To all humankind, heaven loves you so much, so we have hope for the planet's survival more than ever before. We shall awaken to a new, compassionate, vegan planet that is full of loving energy, kindness, and blessings no end from heaven. I pray you all will continue towards this peace in our reach. Thank you so much, all of you. Thank you.